Hi, everybody. This is Mr. Big Mouth, a.k.a. Dante, and I got my homegirl here. Oh, wait. She promoted her shit, too. Go ahead, girl.
Yes, honey. This is another episode of Unfriendly Blurred Talk, and we just gonna have to talk about some things.
Listen, this is a duet, motherfucker. Like, I like to have a person that does podcasts with me, and this is the homie. Okay, so let's be for real.
For real.
So I was walking down the street drunk. Y'all know I like to drink. And it's 2022. You know you haven't heard me since August. And I'm walking down the street drunk. And I see this beautiful, glistening, black beauty. And I'm like, I know that girl. So I smile at her and I'm walking towards her.
Don't tell him what I said.
Bitch, I ain't gonna tell him what I said, but I'm gonna definitely. How about you tell him what your ass did?
Nah, okay, go ahead and tell him that.
All right,
I'm not doing it.
I'm walking towards her and I said, hey. And then she looks at me. Say it in your voice, because I can't say it.
I said, can I help you?
And then, you know, in my mind, I was like, this bitch don't know me, because I know damn well I been drunk with this house.
Listen.
I said, okay. I said, I know I am brown-skinned, so the light didn't reflect as beautiful as it was reflecting her. So I walked up to her closer, and I started smiling, because you know I got the pearl in the whites. And I started smiling at her, and I said, hey. And then she looked at me again and said,
I really was like, can I help you? Because I really didn't realize who you were, honestly.
And then I said, bitch.
Really, he did. And then I was like, oh my god, I know who you are. Literally, I was like, oh damn, my bad. How you doing, babe? Love you.
Listen, we had that moment. We started strolling the streets of New York and just having a moment and just having various talk.
And mind you guys, we have known each other for quite a bit of a minute. Like,
has it been 3 years?
Yeah, I think it's about three. Like, I've been knowing this person for about 3 years now. And I just didn't recognize him because, guys, seriously, the pandemic, all that stuff. People be gaining weight. People be losing weight. People be growing hair. I don't know. Okay, so,
girl,
I didn't.
I grew here.
But you did a different hair. I never see your hair like that.
Yeah, she never see my. So, my hair. For all the people who don't know Black Talk, my hair is in plaits. Some of y'all would think it's dreads. No, it's in plaits. And I had low key. So I had a hat over my face. And I kind of look kind of white boy preppy, kind of not. She's used to seeing Dante Thug
with
a hoodie.
Fro.
And the fro out.
Yeah.
So I didn't do the fro as plaits. I'm kind of like white bird nerdy today.
It's giving
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Is that the one that got Rihanna pregnant?
Yeah.
So, damn, well, I need some Rihanna. Well, no, that means I got to fuck with
her. Why you call her Rihanna? You know that's not her name. But anyway, we came here to talk about a little bit of stuff. But we're going to kind of tease it because it's going to have to be a larger conversation.
It is.
Because we have been walking around the block and we just noticed way too much.
What did you notice first, friend?
Well, the first thing was that I'm walking down the block minding my business and, you know, I just noticed that people expect me to move out the way. So, for me, that's annoying because I'm like, wait, you, like, as someone who is accustomed to New York, you're on the wrong side of the street. So, why are you walking towards me like you're not gonna move? You're on the wrong side of the street.
But do you already know, girl, that these motherfucking tourists, the people who are new plants, now they're not New Yorkers, they're new plants. They're new plants up in this bitch, and they expect you to move. Like, we in Idaho, ain't nothing but street. No, there's nothing but street. It's a small-ass street. Motherfucker, if you see me walking, move to the side, especially if you just got on this street. Just saying.
Okay, but at the same time, like, if I came to a new city and I saw people walking as aggressively as New Yorkers walk, I will move out the way. They
not
don't
everybody
even care.
No, everybody knows they don't care or they even don't have no common sense. Both of them work. Both of them start with C.
Either way, it's a mess. So, like, in my opinion, you fail and start over. So,
what's the second thing you see?
The second thing, God, I don't even know.
I thought she said she's seen God.
I ain't see no God, but you go ahead and go next.
I do see God walking across the street. You know what the second thing? But you know what I've been seeing? I've been seeing a lot of interracial relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Young, old, whatever. And in my brain, I wonder, how does that work in different mind scales? Like, how do black women feel? How do black men feel?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in an interracial relationship?
Yeah, I have.
How's that feeling?
So for me personally, I don't feel any type of way, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mind you, Google, we're on somebody's steps and we are recording because this is a beautiful New York May night.
Yeah.
And bitch, like, we just want to stop recording because we love you.
So anywho, yeah, I mean, yeah, I've definitely been in a relational. I've been doing all that. So for me, it's really not a big deal because my parents been married for 20 years and they are in a relational. How the heck you say that word?
Interracial relationship.
Okay, so what he said. So, so for me, it's very much like not a big deal. As long as it's cool. So what I've been kind of noticing is a lot of people looking for it, which is where the problem resides. Because if you're looking for something that is not natural, you won't get unnatural. And it's going to be strange, to be honest with you. Like, if you sit there and say, oh, I'm only going to date Indian men, or I'm only going to date white men, it's like you're going to get the weird ones because you're looking for something that kind of doesn't exist. I think that real interracial
mm-hmm.
relationships, like, it just happens naturally, or it should. There is a such thing as preference, but why don't you speak on that preference, that whole little...
I don't give a fuck what you are, if it's white, if it's black, if it's Spanish, or whatever. If it tastes good, you look good, and you're bringing in money, I don't give two shit. It's just what you look like. Now, you gotta be cute, you gotta be fun, and you gotta turn around and know how to take this dick. And
you can't speak bad.
How am I speaking bad?
I'm PG-13.
I'm not PG-13, see, I'm rated R.
Oh, Mr. my gosh.
Mouth. We talk dick.
Bleep yourself.
I gotta bleep myself.
Yeah.
You gotta look good. You gotta smell good. You gotta make money, and you gotta make sure to take this. Bleep.
That was good.
Well, you bleep me for me because I can't, because you know my mom's a swear. I can't. No. I cannot. You know I cannot.
Okay, guys. But seriously, I think that people are getting thrown off the course here. Like, honestly, there's a lot of channels on YouTube and. Okay, rest in peace. What's his name? Kevin Samuels?
Is it Kevin?
You know him?
No, I don't.
Oh, really? So,
fuck is that?
So Kevin Samuels is a man who used to tell women that he was a high-value black man. And
what?
Yeah, and he would rape the women that came on his little
show. I don't have corona, people. I swear to God. I don't know. I think it's the allergies. I'm sorry, but Kevin Samuels thought he was a high-quality black man.
Yeah, he thought he was.
Okay.
But, so, anywho, so he died.
Okay.
Unfortunately, rest in peace.
When?
And I'm not being, how do you say it? Like, facetious. Like, I really, like, you know, rest in peace, like, that ass, like, for real. But at the end of the day, he definitely died alone, with no house. He died in a
rental. Credit?
I don't know what his credit looked like, but he didn't have no house.
Well, if you don't have no house, why?
At the end of the day, he died
as
a contradiction, is what I'm trying to say. He didn't have no house, he didn't have nothing that he owned, and he didn't have a wife.
He came from a historically black college?
What?
Did he come from a historical black college?
No, he dropped out of college, actually.
How the fuck is he high value? Now, let me, sir, I have to cut you off,
friend. Oh, goodness. I can't even finish, but he gonna... He gonna finish for me. I'm sorry. Tell me.
I am sorry. No, you can finish after I say this shit. Now, first of all, you got no house. At least have a condo. You got no house.
At least a condo.
At least a condo. You got no fucking college, nothing. Now, listen, people, if you don't got college, that doesn't mean you're stupid. Okay, because I don't know enough men who started off with college and then been millionaires and billionaires and didn't finish college. Okay, but see, I feel like that black sketch show, but your dad would not. Okay, now,
yeah,
dying with a. Did he have a big dick?
I don't know him.
Okay, you gotta find out how big his dick was. Because, in the balls.
But how are we supposed to know?
Well, Google finds everything. I have investments.
Does it matter that deep? To be honest with you, because all of the stuff that he was talking, like, you would think that he really was a billionaire, the next Elon Musk.
But that's what I'm saying. If you are a high value.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I need you to have.
And I love that you're saying this right now, because honestly, like, the whole argument that I was trying to have, I have no problem with this man. I really don't care that he was telling women that they were fives or they were average. I really don't care about none of that. But it's like, what are you doing though?
But see, you know what kills me? And that's not, and let me not say just about black men. Let me say about men in
general. Men in general, though.
You motherfuckers in this bitch, okay, want girls to look like Halle Berry.
And then you want to be fat and crusty.
Not even fat and crusty. Let's talk about the decent looking ones. You decent looking, you go to the gym. But motherfucker, your dick can't stay hard.
Wait, remember, I'm PG-13, babe.
Oh, you? Oh.
Yes.
I'm sorry, your pickle. Oh. Your pickle doesn't stay hard. I'm sorry. For my big mouth customers, I'm on another podcast, and they want me to be PG, and I'm trying my best. You know, it's kind of hard for me, guys.
It is hard. It's okay. You're doing a good job,
eh? I'm trying, Lord. I usually it's F this, F that.
We're not doing
it. Let the Lord take me over.
We on today. Spotify, bae.
I'm on Spotify too, and Apple, girl.
But I want to keep my. I'm with it. You know what? I want to speak to the children, because honestly, they need to hear this
Girl, listen, I've been around the children who are 5, 6, 7, and 8, and I've heard them curse out their mother.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do.
So if they are listening.
Well, listen, baby, go ahead.
All right. Oh, you want me to shut the fuck up? Yeah. Okay, so, all right. So basically, I've seen white, black, Hispanic, they want this high value, all this other stuff, right. But you're giving low value pickle, yeah. Okay? And then you're giving low value credit. And then you're giving
Not the credit. And then
the low value, the way you're just. I need y'all to go and watch First Wives Club, where these beautiful women, they're white though, but beautiful women are sitting here taking care of their, and making sure their men are great and all this other shit. And at the end of the day, what did they do? Drain their wives of everything their wives built into them and made it like they did it. No, boo-boo. If it wasn't for a lot of men and their wives pushing them, Obama, and other people, they wouldn't be successful as who they are, because.
But let me play devil's advocate real quick.
All right.
Can you name
go ahead, Keanu Reeves.
A white couple that the woman has pushed him to success? Because typically a black woman's always the one that does that. Because typically white men will marry a very submissive woman who has nothing to do with
Jackie
nothing.
Jackie O.
Who?
Jackie O.
Who that?
With JFK.
Child, what she did?
She got a school.
Okay.
And a book.
Stop playing with me. For real. I'm serious.
Being serious, bro.
No, you're not. Because that's all you can think of? Absolutely not.
Okay, let's think.
I think that's where when I say we, black women fall short. We need to stop trying to act like people's mothers. For real. Seriously.
No, I'm not. Am I disagreeing? I am really the...
What other race does that? Every other race, the men will take care of the women. Why we gotta take care of our
but
men?
But then, girl, with every other race, the men will take care of the women because everybody think that everything's like Disney. And then what happens?
No.
They wind up... Wait. Then what happens? Then the men turn around and be fucking their sister or fucking a mistress.
Okay, so what, though? Because the black women be doing that anyway.
When? Wait, the black women be doing what?
The black men be cheating anyway, so who cares?
But are they cheating, taking care of shit? Or are they just cheating because they don't know? They haven't been taught to do certain things.
So whose fault is that they weren't taught to do anything? Was it the black woman's fault?
It's not the black woman's fault. No, it is not. We are raised to be a whole family.
Listen, the point that I'm trying to make is that our situation is in a dire state right now. And I think that a lot of YouTube channels and a lot of other channels are making it worse. Especially with the Kevin Samuels situation.
Give me the three YouTubers. Can you give me three?
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't really want to call anyone out. But, for example, I will say Cynthia G is on another level. I am with a lot of what these women say, but for her to say to abort black male children is, yeah.
She
yeah,
said what?
She said that.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
I can't. Sorry.
Sorry, honey.
Guys, just to let you know, we're recording on a stoop because we got drunk and we wanted to talk.
Listen, who's drunk?
Yeah, you know. But, so she wanted to abort black men.
That's her argument. She thinks that that will fix everything. And I'm kind of just like, okay.
So who hurt her?
That's exactly like how I feel. I'm like, okay, well, you sound like somebody did something really bad to you.
Because
that's extreme. But wait, you asked me for three, okay?
So I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Cynthia G is one.
Okay.
The second one is Chrissy. And who is Chrissy? She? Chrissy, I like Chrissy a lot. She says a lot of really meaningful things. However, she's kind of on the extreme side when it comes to black men, and she does encourage black women to look elsewhere, which is fine.
Because you know me and my views, your views are very intellectual. My view is real slow and ratchet, and we talk about nasty sex.
Okay.
So explain who Chrissy is.
So Chrissy is Chrissy is a faceless person on a YouTube channel. Okay. But she has amassed a huge following. And she does speak sense. If you go to her page, I mean, if you listen to what she says, if you are a black woman or if you are a black man, if you listen to what she says, I mean, she makes sense. But sometimes it's a little bit too much, in my opinion. So that's number two. And then number three would be, for me, I love, and this is why, like, I don't even want to say this, but Paris Milan, she recently ended up in Rolling Stone magazine because of her coverage of, what's that boy, Abu Sali?
Yeah.
The black boy that died.
I'm sorry. I have to add this one to, like, things that I see. But did you just see this couple?
Yeah, the fat white girl with the, yeah.
No.
Oh, what?
The fat Latino girl who's light skin and the dark skin Hispanic man.
Okay.
And his shirt says Latino and brown. And he is a brown skinned Latino. That's things I like to see. Because what
I like to see that?
To see Latino and proud.
Yeah.
But I would like to definitely see an Afro Latino and proud sweater, because you don't see it. And I hope to turn around and talk to light skin, brown skin, Latino, you know, all together and see if they deal with the same thing. Latinos and Hispanics, that we turn around and we deal with the same situations. I'm sorry, it just popped in my head. I seen this couple. I had a little bit, sorry, you know, ADHD. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I mean, we were just finishing up on the YouTube people that kind of are gearing this whole hate segment. But, I mean, it kind of, like, goes to what you were just calling out, though. Like, I mean, they would probably have a fit about that because the whole thing is like, oh, they call black women, oh, they're too fat, they're too this, they're too that. And then, but the thing is, they'll be with the same, like, kind of person.
Explain.
Who is quote-unquote their preference. Mm-hmm. That is those same characteristics. Because when they're angry, it's spicy. Because they're Latina. And then mm-hmm. when they're chunky, they're thick. Because they're curvy.
Listen, you know, it goes back to
listen, this is not my idealism. I'm just saying what is being fed on YouTube. I don't actually believe this because, to be honest with you, I have never had this problem before, to be honest with you.
To be honest with you, this goes back to, if y'all could Google everything else, look at Paul Mooney, Made in America. And he didn't said this shit before, where on Big Lips on Beautiful Black and anything that's
ugly,
dark, it's
right?
Fucking ugly. If it's on Kim Kardashian or what was that? The First Wives Club and Goldie Hawn plumped up her lips. It's exotic and everything. If it's long, straight, if it's dreaded hair, which is not really called dreads, it's actually called locks. When you lock your hair, oh my God, it's dreadful and this and this. That's where dread locks come from. It's really locks. Oh my God, it's kink. It's disgusting. It's dirty. But on a white Brazilian girl and it's dreaded, then oh my God, it's so exotic. She is so a rebel. If you got a big fat ass, oh my God, that bunky monkey.
So you guys get the picture. At the end of the day, I mean, I think everyone knows this. I don't really have to say anything. But this is kind of like where we're at in life right now. And it's just kind of annoying. And it's kind of frustrating. Coming from someone like me, I've always had a flat butt. Yes, I'm a black person. I'm a black woman. I ain't got no big butt. That's okay. But at the same time, you know, I do have big lips and I have full features. And now, all of a sudden, oh, your lips is so fine. Oh, you look so pretty. I'm like,
have you ever in your life felt had those beautiful features that everybody likes now and that you feel secure about yourself? When you were younger, did you feel like I don't want this?
No. Okay. To be honest with you, I have always been weirdly secure. I don't know if that's because my mother, to be honest with you, my mother has bigger lips than me. She has a bigger nose than me, everything bigger. And she always told me, ever since I was younger, I was telling you before, like, she would be like, Kyra, when you get older, oh my God, we on the street, so you're gonna hear some stuff. But my mom would always tell me, like, Kyra, be careful, people are gonna be mean to you because of the way you look. And I would be like, no, they're not. I'm a nice person. They're not going to be mean to me. Like, I'm good. No one's going to do anything to me. Mm. flash forward to, what is it? 2022? Yeah. This happened about 3 years ago for the first time for me, honestly. Or maybe it's the first time I realized it because I've been so shadowed. But honestly, it's messed up. Because Kylie's lips look terrible. But everyone want to be like, oh, her lips are so voluptuous. So voluptuous.
Because it's not the norm. Listen. Everybody, you know, let me tell you. This generation now, they got a fucked up thing coming up. Because everyone wants to fix shit.
Can you imagine what they're gonna look like in about 20 years?
Plastic robots.
They're gonna look terrible.
They're gonna look like plastic
BBLs, robots. All that.
Just start enjoying.
I'm really not even hating. I'm really just like concerned because they're going to Colombia. They're doing all these things, and it's kind of like, God, I've literally never had a problem attracting a man in my life, and I've never had plastic surgery. Is that a flex? No. I'm just saying, you don't have to do all of that. It's really not that deep.
That's for insecure people who are who do not know how to enjoy who they are and pump up the greatness. Hi, girl. And enjoy who they are.
She had good something. Energy.
She had good energy.
Really good
she
energy.
Was just giving it to yeah, us with her rainbow.
She had
hair.
Really good energy.
I love it. But she could be a psycho killer. I don't trust nobody, people.
I'll kick her right in the face. It's okay.
Welcome to New York, people. Welcome to New York. We'll love you at the same time we will fuck you up.
But yeah, but don't get too close, though.
Don't get too close. just like when I walked to her, she was like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, so... But going back to that, I mean, why do you think I reacted that way? Because I always have to protect myself.
I think listen, any females, especially black females, any females have to protect themselves because, first of all, we're in New York after pandemic. It's like
you know
crack city.
The homeless people be aggressive. That's why I was like, "What you want? What's up?"
Bitch, so you trying to say I look homeless?
I'm not playing with you. No, it's not even about that. I literally was just like, "Get out of my face! I don't know you."
I thought I gave,
but then I knew you, so I was like, "Okay, we good."
I thought I gave Doc Market Doctor.
What's you ain't got no Doc Martens on.
I'm faking it. You know, what was it? JCPenney realness. I thought that's what
yes,
I was giving.
Catalog. Yes, it's giving catalog.
Yeah. But I will want to step you in your mouth if you say something crazy, you know.
No, but this is my friend for real, and I didn't recognize him in the dark. I'm not going to lie. So I really, like, he came up on me. I said, what's up? Can I help you? I'm not playing. Honestly, like, you guys, seriously, like, I am a very nice person. But
she is.
I have to say, I don't mess around. Like, if you about to do something wrong to me, I'm going to get you first.
She has a serious face and the kindest heart at the same time. And yeah. That's a true New Yorker.
Yeah. Like, I look like I will do something bad, but I'm really not going to do nothing. But at the end of the day, like, I might poke you in the eye and be like, leave me alone. And then call the police. that's my ammo. Like, yo, I will poke you in the eye and call the police. Stop playing with me.
And I'm crazy. Like, I'll sit down there and be like, I'm with the shits. I will fight you straight up in the street.
See, I ain't really yeah, doing all crazy. That. But
if y'all didn't heard my podcast before, y'all already know me. And at that time, I lit Miss E. Miss E knows that we was at Viv and the homeless was getting crazy
Stop.
During the pandemic, and
You put hands?
We was getting ready to throw hands. Uh-uh. She had her fork. She was ready to stab him up, and I was ready to hit that ass. So she knew. You know, Alyssa, baby, it's nice to talk to you, girl. I can't wait to see you again whenever I do see you. But I don't play that shit. Like, I made a possible.
But do you see why I reacted that way?
And in my mind, I was like, oh, shit, I don't know what the fuck I am. I was like, okay, let me get closer, and I'm going to smile.
I really didn't even recognize you, though, because your hair. Another person coming down. Hold on, we going to take a little mega break.
A mega break? We don't need a mega break.
A little break.
That's cool. We are just going to talk and keep it going, because that's what we do here. You know, just sitting on the stoop, having a conversation, you know. That's life.
Remember Hey Arnold? So I've been watching that a lot.
Why?
Because I think it's so relevant to the world. Watch again.
So watch I gotta again. Watch Hey Arnold?
Watch Hey Arnold again. I promise you. Super life lesson.
I like Recess. And the X-Men.
That's juvenile.
The X-Men was the shit.
Nah. Hey Arnold, the psychology of Helga alone will mess you up. The psychology of Helga. Helga had problems.
Yeah, that bitch was crazy, but...
Yeah, she was.
The X-Men was the shit because it talks about racial injustice and all that other...
X-Men?
Yes. You don't understand that part.
I never watched X-Men.
Oh, hell. I need this podcast to go off. I need you to go sit down here and watch X-Men.
I might do that.
Yeah, I know. Might. You need to. Like, oh my God. Like.
Can I embarrass myself?
Yes, you can.
I'm scared to say it.
Why are you scared? You already fucking.
Oh, we got another one. What they doing out here? It's late. I've never seen the color purple.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
The whole silly.
Yeah, no.
You called it? No?
No.
I need you to go home and watch The Color Purple.
Okay.
It is on Tubi. It is free. Yeah. You
just watch I know Color it's on Purple. Tubi. I love Tubi. I watch Tubi all the time.
Yeah, you need to watch Tubi. Like, Tubi is the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Weird, right?
Yes.
Very weird.
Wait, I'm gonna wait, girl. I'm gonna wait. Give myself 5 seconds. Should I give my 5 seconds?
But anyway, I think that we're gonna wrap this up, guys. The point is that we'll be back for more. Let us know what you want to hear about, because we are kind
this
of
is like a Trello. This is a Trello.
Yeah, we're kind of down to talk about all the messed up stuff.
Girl,
that,
I'm sorry. We gotta stop. Okay, first of all, the motherfucker that walked down these stairs, he looked creepy. Okay,
yeah, he weird. Yeah, look at him talking to that other weird dude.
And then he's talking to other
they
dude.
Both weird.
It looked like a hookup. Okay.
Are they about to come back over here?
Yeah, I think he is.
Oh, God.
But it's like so.
Okay.
Like, it's kind
of. Oh, they're not coming over here.
It's kind of. It's giving me kind of junky vibes.
Listen, people in New York be on drugs. I don't get it.
Be on drugs. They eat motherfuckers. And that motherfucker's playing with the tree. They playing with the
tree. See, that's why they be on drugs.
Bitch, this is why I said, let me go home now. I can't. What time is it? Bitch, it is almost a quarter to.
So, like I said, this is a teaser. And we can't wait to speak further, but at this particular time, we do have to depart.
Because there's a lot of weirdos.
Yes. So, oh, God. Okay, so we literally love you, and we have to go. So, let us know your thoughts. Thank you.
Everybody, make sure you turn around and tune in to my homegirl. Girl, tell your podcast, girl.
It's called Unfriendly Blurred Talk. If anyone doesn't know, Blurred is a black nerd. I'm a complete nerd. I follow the rules, whatever. So, Unfriendly Blurred Talk, all one word.
And everybody, if you don't know who I am, I'm Mr. Big Mouths, a.k.a. Dante. You just put Mr. Dot Big Mouth.
We're literally complete opposites.
Right. And it's because I'm a big ass mouth. I just talk. And I don't mean about sucking dick. So, Mr. Big Mouth, and you put a Z at the end, not an S, people. And you got to hear us do what we do.
We're going to have to do something a little bit more official.
Yes.
Because there's so much to freaking talk about. And like, it's a lot. But, love you.
See ya, guys. Bye.